More news stories now. Stabbings in Clubland attack. Norwich band flown out to the Sahara Desert. Ukrainian family described their flight from terror. A family who woke in the middle of the night to the sounds of explosions and panic have described how they fled their war-torn city with nothing to their name. Oksana Shane, 33, and her husband, Oleski, 35, ran a small candle business and lived with their two children, Kira, 13, and four-year-old Yehor, in Kharkiv. But in the early hours of February the 24th, the petrified parents woke to the sounds of shelling. They packed their children into their car and drove for their lives. The family of four drove 1,800 miles, stopping off in Poland for roughly a month before making contact with Caitlin, who works at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and John Green, who live in Acol. After exchanging family photos, the pair brought the Shane family to Norfolk. With the help of John, the family have been able to restart their business named Marimar Candles. Selling their wares online, the couple said the business community of Norwich has welcomed them with open arms, adding their suppliers are based in the fine city.
Hungry people from across the city enjoyed a taste of India at a vegan food extravaganza hosted inside a Norwich restaurant. Namaste Village recreated the vibe of India at its summer vegan food carnival, which took place in its Queen's Road eatery. The restaurant is a popular choice among Norwich foodies seeking vegetarian and vegan dishes. And this event certainly went down a treat with locals who enjoyed trying a variety of different flavours at the showcase event. People munched down on traditional Indian dishes, including bel puri, vada pav and masala dosas, throughout the carnival. As well as trying tasty delights, people were also offered the chance to embrace the Indian culture further, with some opting for henna tattoos on their hands and others choosing to dance away to traditional music.
The city has been hit with the news of a second double stabbing in a fortnight. Four people have been arrested in connection with an attack which left two men hospitalised. It comes after a double stabbing also happened in NR3. People in Norwich say the news does not only make them feel unsafe, but also tarnishes the reputation of the fine city.
Shopkeepers and customers had a nice surprise after spotting a wild animal outside an independent store. Leanne and Dan Frid, owners of Book Bugs and Dragon Tales, were surprised to see a muntjac at the back of their Timber Hill business after opening a fire exit door. The healthy and unharmed animal was enjoying the greenery between the bookshop and the neighbouring All Saints Antique Centre, according to Christopher Chen, manager of the Antiques Enterprise. Mrs. Frid said the muntjac was on her own. She was absolutely fine and was quite curious. She would walk towards us, but then got a bit frightened. It was a very bizarre and unexpected thing to find in the city centre, but after we put the picture on Facebook, a lot of people said it was getting common to see muntjacs in the urban area.
A 32-piece city band has played the show of a lifetime after it was whisked out to the middle of the Sahara Desert for a private booking. The Joe Ringer Band received a call earlier in the year to fly out to Africa for a mystery Brazilian client's mega celebration. Joe Ringer, the band's 38-year-old frontman, said, "We weren't sure what to expect. All we knew was that the venue was right in the middle of the desert and that it was a celebration for someone bringing 150 of their friends and family from Brazil. I knew it would be lavish, but it was the next level."
The fine city's rich history has been lovingly stitched into a giant tapestry to be enjoyed for decades to come. Volunteers at Norwich Museum have been working for 5 years to tell the story of Norman Norfolk via needlework of wool and linen. Their efforts so far on the 65-foot, 20-metre tapestry have depicted knights in armour, feasts, battles and ceremonies of the 11th century East Anglia. Up to 17,500 hours have already been put into what is called the Norwich Friends Tapestry, copying the same style of the Bayeux Tapestry. The famous 11th century counterpart depicts the conquest of England by the Duke of Normandy. Norfolk's version will go on display when the newly revamped Norwich Castle Keep reopens next year. Next is our first feature, written and read for you by Richard Matthew. This month he talks about Dragon Hall.